KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies in Atlantic and 26 degrees. We do look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with a high around 40, east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Officials of the National Weather Service Thursday evening issued a preliminary assessment of the damage caused by a tornado that struck near Atlantic Wednesday evening. The report says an EF2 tornado traveled about 26.1 miles, beginning from southwest of Atlantic at 4:50 p.m. Wednesday, and continuing to Exira before dissipating near Hamlin just after 5 p.m. The twister, which was captured on at least three video recordings, had estimated peak wind gusts of between 115 and 120 miles per hour. There were no injuries or deaths, fortunately, attributed to the event. The Weather Service said also they're investigating five tornadoes in Iowa, four of which were EF2s. One was an EF unknown. Two twisters had 26-mile-long paths, and additional tornadoes are likely to be confirmed as the data is analyzed. The National Weather Service says two EF2 tornadoes swept through Guthrie and Greene counties. The preliminary survey shows one tornado originated northwest of Wichita Road at around 5:17 p.m. and traveled northeast for 24 miles through Bayard and ending around 5:30 p.m. in Greene County, northwest of Jefferson. That tornado carried wind speeds of 116 to 120 miles per hour. The second EF tornado, originating at 5:21 p.m. Wednesday on Highway 25 southwest of Yale, traveled northeast for 17 miles through Bagley, ending at around 5:30 p.m. near Highway 4 south of Jefferson in Greene County. The twister carried wind speeds again of 116 to 120 miles per hour. Officials with the National Weather Service in Valley, Nebraska, late last night issued a report as well on their preliminary assessment of damage in Pottawatomie County from Wednesday's tornadic event. They said a narrow but strong tornado that began around 4:24 p.m. 7 miles southwest of Underwood was rated an EF2. It packed wind speeds of up to 120 miles per hour, was 50 yards wide, and traveled for 2.3 miles before ending 5 miles southwest of Underwood. The twister tracked along L-34 through the Sherwood Country Estates before ending near Juniper Road in Pott County. The maximum damage was sustained to a home in the Sherwood Estates, where a narrow tornado removed the majority of the home's roof and damaged other nearby homes as well, according to the Weather Service. The second tornado was an EF2 that began about 2 miles east of Underwood and lasted for 5 minutes before ending 2 miles northeast of Neola. It packed winds of up to 125 miles per hour, was about 75 yards wide, and tracked for just under 7 miles. The narrow twister began producing damage near Mahogany Road and 290th Street in Pott County at around 4:30 p.m. Wednesday and tracked north-northeast into the southeast edge of Neola, causing intermittent damage near Railroad Highway north of Neola. The most significant damage was to a home along 290th Street, where the roof was removed and the walls were blown out. A nearby garage was moved off its foundation, and about 10 mature trees were all uprooted behind the home, with substantial damage to hardwood trees in the front yard. The narrow nature of the tornado, according to the Weather Service, was evident in the damage in the path, as nearby barns on the east side of the track had low-end damage, possibly owing to the significant forward speed of the twister. The tornado was seen briefly by the resident before they sought shelter. A business on the southeast side of Neola also had substantial damage to large metal buildings, at least two of which were destroyed. Officials of the Audubon County Emergency Management Agency Thursday released a statement with regard to Wednesday's damage from the storms. Mike Jensen, Emergency Management Coordinator, said the Audubon County Emergency Management Agency, Audubon County Sheriff's Office, and several local officials spent the morning Thursday conducting property damage assessments over most of the county, and the Audubon County Secondary Roads Department was working to clear debris from the roadways and reopen most roads. Jensen said that the impact of Wednesday night's storms resulted in damage primarily to outbuildings and downed trees. Damage ranging from moderate to total losses were noted. And he says while we had damage throughout the county, the primary storm system path has been identified to be from south and west of Brayton, taking a northeasterly path crossing Highway 71 just north of Exira and proceeding on to the northeast and east central portions of the county. He concluded his report by saying if you, the citizens of Audubon County, have any further damages that have not already been reported or accounted for, please contact Emergency Management at 712-563-3483. Elsewhere in the news, the Valley Business Park Board held a sale for the land at the Cascotti Community Center on Thursday. The property sold for $16,000 per acre. The board made the decision to sell the property back in October of this year. The Valley Business Park contains 156 acres of property located at the intersection of I-80 and Highway 71 in both Cass and Audubon counties. Iowa Land Company handled the auction. And in an update to our earlier report, the Iowa State Patrol late Thursday identified the driver of a semi who died in an eastern Iowa weather-related accident as being from Pottawatomie County. 58-year-old Brian Jensen from Council Bluffs was driving a 2020 Freightliner semi traveling south on Highway 151 in Benton County at around 8:30 p.m. Wednesday, when the truck and trailer was struck by a strong gust of wind and went out of control. The semi rolled onto its side and came to rest in the east ditch. Jensen was not wearing a seatbelt and died from his injuries. The accident remains under investigation. State Patrol was assisted at the scene of the crash by the Benton County Sheriff's Office, Norway, and Fairfax Fire Departments. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.